This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3835 for Friday, the 14th of April, 2023. Today's show is entitled Retro Karaoke Machine Part 2. It is hosted by Archer72 and is about 16 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, Archer72 fixes misplaced belts and figures out what really happened.
Hello, this is Archer72. Welcome to Hacker Public Radio. In this episode, today I'm going to attempt to repair an Entex karaoke machine where the tape player gets stuck at the very beginning. Go to play, and it just automatically shuts off. I was told that there was a way to tension the belt to get it to work better, so that wouldn't do that. I did have one working tape, so I know the player does work. I was in a hurry last time when I did this machine, so I have to go back and put the belts in the correct place this time. Slide the tray back out. It's a tight fit in there. I didn't even clean the pinch roller or the one of the rollers last time, so I'm gonna go back and do that. Let's see. See if I can get this thing apart again. Okay. Pause this. Now, if I remember right, there are four screws holding the assembly together. I don't drop them. Just dropped it. Hold on. Managed to get the first one back out of there. So, there we go. There, I'm throwing screws again. There we go. I dropped and I found the next one, dropping screws on the floor. I don't have a magnetic screwdriver, so let me see if I can do this last one without dropping it. That should release the mechanism away from the faceplate. Last episode, there's that string that goes around a set of pulleys. Pull that out. And I think there are three more screws to get this assembly so that I can. Okay, so I know for sure one on the bottom. That one holds the frame. Let me see. I got the right one out. There. So that
that's loose enough. It's not loose enough to get to that wire belt. No, that's not gonna work. Bigger screwdriver. Okay, so there's another one that's next to the tape release. That's not it. Which one was it? No, I'm gonna put that one back. I don't lose it. I'm gonna use this other one next to the tape release because I thought there was only three total. I don't lose it. There we go. There. It's one bottom and one side. And that's still not loose. Maybe there was one more. I can't remember. I don't want to take about too many. Just far enough so I can get that hard belt. Try this again. Just succeeded taking off the tape release mechanism. I don't want that one. I'll be back. Now, I'll just continue. Well, I got that back together. And there's one, hopefully this is it, one tiny screw below the slider. Tape release. I think that's the third one. If it comes out. I doubt that's just an even tighter one. Okay, so the tape release is back together. And still not apart. What else did I do? Now that wasn't the right one. I'll try this one. It's a bigger screw. Hopefully that does the job. That just holds the rollers in. Okay. rollers, meaning the pulley. Done this before. Just those. Wow. What?
What was that?
That was me dropping my tape player. Trying to figure out how to get these things apart.
Did it survive?
Yes.
That's good.
Now let's try this again. This one screw on one side. Towards the top is a bigger screw. So actually that one was it. Take out the tape so I don't drop it. Now that gives me access to the wire belt. Temporarily remove that. I can get the alcohol. It's dried out because I took too long. So now I'm trying to do this the right way instead of hurrying it and having a hard time cleaning up all the gunk. Gummy belts. It's coming off though. This will help things run better. Oh, now that's all black now. I need to bring in some more Q-tips to clean this properly. I should have done in the last episode. Make a run for more Q-tips. Now I have to spin the flywheel by hand and painstakingly get off all the that I didn't the first time. So maybe I'll cut this out later. Should make it run better in the long run. Maybe I should stop and take a picture. And the secondary pulley on the flywheel took a little bit more work. I used a diamond file to get down in the groove. Now I have to find the correct belt size for this one that I missed last time.
So I got everything back together and the tape still stops in the middle on some tapes. And I found out that if I open and take off the door and I have to push a little bit on the right hand side to seat the tape better, then I can get it to play. But in the end, I did need to take this machine apart to clean it correctly, so that was a good thing. And thank you for listening to this rambling episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope you would like to make a show of your own. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, you can click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.